Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And you can have your sabre call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country. Fails. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, you mob. We're going to catch up with the girls from Murra Law. We've got Alex and Michaela here. Come to join us. A very good morning, girls. How are we?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good, thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Start with you, Alex. Who are you, mob? Where are you from?
I'm a proud Mariam woman from the Eastern Islands of the Torres Strait.
Yes, Michaela.
And I'm a proud Torres Strait Islander woman with family connections to Mobiyoga Island.
All right, fantastic. Our topic today, girls, Facebook has refriended Australia and Australian news. Alex, give us the introduction there, please, sister.
So basically, 2 weeks ago, we all woke up to find out that media platforms on Facebook, including BBM and other small Indigenous media organisations, were banned from sharing Australian or international news content. This was a result of the disagreement and power positions between Facebook and the Australian government's proposed new media bargaining laws.
So, Michaela, why did Facebook ban our Australian media companies from sharing news?
So, the Australian government proposed a new media bargaining law which would make Google and Facebook pay news publishers for displaying their content on their platforms. The aim for the proposed law was to balance the bargaining imbalance between big tech digital platforms and news media businesses. So, in order to do this, commercial deals need to be put in place between the tech giants and news media businesses in Australia. So since the law was proposed, both Google and Facebook have been disagreeing with the media laws. So Google previously threatened to remove its search service from Australia in response to the proposed law. However, it decided that it was best to enter into some commercial deals with local publishers instead. Facebook's response wasn't so straightforward.
Nah.
Facebook threatened to block Australians from sharing their news as it did not support the Australian new media laws.
So, Alex, what was the consequences of the Facebook news ban?
Well, the disagreement between the Australian government and Facebook created a lot of issues for our mob that rely on Facebook and other social media platforms to get information. A lot of that safety information about weather, cyclone updates, information about the COVID-19 pandemic, and even information just about community events. The only option that was available after this ban was to get newspapers or access media content on other social media platforms.
Yeah, so, Michaela, what has been happening between the Australian government and Facebook since the ban?
So the Australian government and Facebook have had discussions about amending the proposed media bargaining law before the new law was actually passed by the Senate. So the amendments to the proposed law included inserting a 2-month mediation period that would give media publishers and the tech companies more time to negotiate deals before they were forced to then enter into a binding agreement with the Australian government. Facebook also negotiated that the Australian government give a month's notice to allow sufficient time to comply with these new laws. And once the deal was reached with the Australian government, Facebook restored and recovered its media, and we also were able to have news on our media platforms.
Mm-hmm. So, Alex, what is the benefit of the new bargaining laws for media publishers and businesses?
Well, it is estimated that more than $200 million a year will be paid directly into local journalism by Facebook and Google as a result of the new laws. Google and Facebook have commenced commercial negotiations with major news publishers to ensure that media businesses are fairly paid for the content they generate. Google has already entered into a number of deals with Australian media companies, including Seven, Nine, News Corp, and Guardian, and it's expecting to reach a deal soon with ABC. But it will be interesting to see the new laws, how they're implemented next month, and the positions of tech giants and our local media companies. Our firm is closely following the development of these new laws, and we will be providing further updates this on our social media platforms.
So watch this space.
Absolutely.
There's a conversation. So when you look at a country, a government as such, and then you look at a free enterprise individual like Zuckerberg, you know, who owns a platform which is
it's
social media, and that space is working so fast. The governments can't keep up.
That's right.
That's what I put it down to, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
And need to catch up, get
they
on
do.
The horse, ride fast, you know what I mean? Before the gate closes is what I'm picking up, yeah? You'd agree? Analogy that way. But look, thank you, ladies, so very much. Two Deadly Girls from Murrawa Law. And Michaela, who's Murrawa Law?
Murrawa Law is the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm that specialises in commercial and Indigenous land law. So if you need some advice, you can call Murrawa Law on 404-13088.
To Delhi. Can't beat black on black. And when you're talking about a legal service, a black one at that, and big shout out to Leah Cameron, who's the solicitor, the principal solicitor and the owner of the company, and has branches in Cairns, of course, and Brisbane, as well as Tasmania. So there's the footprint, Two Deadly Footprint. You mob need a legal service. Murrawa Law is the guys and girls you need to be called. But girls, girl power. I lean from the front, girls. I'll just put that out there. Yes. Respect my body. I ain't saying nothing. Girls, good talking to you. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Two Deadly. So beautiful yarn with the girls from Murrawa Law, and talking about that robust conversation regarding Facebook and the Australian government. And this title was Facebook Has Refriended Australia and Australian News. So there it is. We're not longer in the dark, but it's about the world we're living in at the moment. The information age is superhighway, so fasten your seatbelts and enjoy the ride. That's what it's all about. Have you say yarn up strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
In the ground there lies a man that built this place with his two hands. Never once whinged or complained, just went about his business every day. Over 6 feet tall and very wise, a Christian man with a Bible by his side. An Irish dad and a dark-skinned mum. He had light skin but could speak his native tongue. Grandpa, you are a hero in my eyes, and the young ones these days will never know why. About the work you've done so far and so near, Grandpa, you were a quiet achiever. Your garden was a standout in the town, looking so beautiful all year round. Could eat most everything that you grew, another hidden gift for a man like you. Grandpa, you are a hero in my eyes, and the young ones these days will never know why. About the work you've done so far and so near, but Grandpa, you were a quiet achiever. Now looking back at that empty house of yours, and how it gave us so much love and joy, and the stories that came within its walls, of the laughter and the sadness shared with all.
always had fun down the beach, going up and down from Alligator Creek, fishing and spearing with him every day was how he spent most school holidays. Grandpa, you are a hero in my eyes, and the young ones these days will never know why about the work you've done so far and so near. But Grandpa, you were a quiet achiever about the work you've done so far and so near. But Grandpa, you were a quiet achiever. So with your nail bag and hammer a doopy water man who sits high,
high amongst the best.
Mm-hmm. G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know at BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, big shout out to the Hopewell community up north there, far north Queensland. They celebrate first university graduate in early childhood education. We're talking about Leanne Liddy. Now, the future is bright as the remote far north Queensland Aboriginal community of Hopewell celebrate its first childhood education graduate, and that is 54-year-old Leanne Liddy. And the tertiary achievement is a significant community milestone. A proven age and location are no barrier to success being a remote Aboriginal community up in far north Queensland. We've got Sister Leanne and Liddy on the line. A very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. Sister, thank you very much. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Too deadly. And before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Leanne?
I'm from Hopewell.
Mm-hmm.
45 minutes out of Cooktown.
Yes.
And I've lived in Hopewell all my life. I grew up here.
Yes.
Did my primary school and, yeah, and I'm the kindergarten director teacher.
Mm-hmm.
At the George Bond Memorial Kindergarten.
Yes.
I've worked at the daycare for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I graduated from Deakin University at Geelong Warren Pond.
Okay, just say that again. When you what?
Graduated when I finished.
See, isn't it deadly to say that, my sister? Isn't it deadly to say that when I graduated?
Yeah, I just couldn't go make it down to Melbourne for my graduation because of the COVID-19.
Okay, yeah. Audio. But you have succeeded. You have graduated, and congratulations. So the funny you're saying that you went to primary school there at Hopewell, and now you're here teaching your young ones. Isn't that a big turnaround, a big circle, sister?
True. I did my primary at school, then I did my secondary at St. Peter's Lutheran College in Philly in Brisbane.
Oh, okay. So you went away for a boarding school, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. And how'd you enjoy that?
I did all right. I loved athletics, netball, softball were my two main sports.
And you made some good friends at school there, high school, boarding school?
Yeah. Yep, made a lot
black
of
and
friends.
White, black and white.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Two all cultures. Yep, beautiful. So tell us, so you virtually had a foot in the door. You were working at the daycare centre in Hopewell. When did you decide, you know, I'm going to get my university degree in early childhood education. When did you decide that, sister?
I decided like in 2010, I'm sure, 2010.
Yeah.
That's when I started at the daycare.
Mm-hmm.
2015, yeah.
2015, okay, and here we are, 2021, okay. And was it an easy decision, or did you need a bit of coaxing, or did someone push you that way, or was the pressure on, or you just thought in your own mind, your own spirit, this is what I want to do?
Yeah, well, pretty much that. Because I just looked over the years that I used to work at the kindy here.
Mm.
I've just so many teachers coming in and out, you know. And I was the only stable person, the assistant here.
Yes.
And just looking at the teachers, you know, they'd come in like for a month, new teacher would come in, then they'd leave.
So you were looking at a roving door with teachers coming from the outside in and roving door, then leave again.
Yes, and it was like I was feeling so thing for my community's children, like... seeing a different person coming in, like after that teacher left, and then another one would come in, and it's sort of like they were so confused.
Yeah, gotcha, yes.
And, you know, they're going to start all over again. And so I did my TAFE, and then I got my Cert 3, then my diploma, then my advanced diploma.
Mm.
And then I said to myself, I'm actually going to do this. I want to be the stable teacher in this community.
Oh, too deadly.
You know, I want to be this role model for my children in this.
Yes.
Well, I call everybody's children my children in this community.
Yes, yes, claim them, sister, claim them, yes.
Yeah, and it's me that they see every day walking through the gates and into the kindergarten, you know. It's
and they'll see you forever and a day. You're not going nowhere, you know.
That's it. And when they walk into the kindergarten, it's me that they see, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that in itself instills in our little one a safe environment. Auntie's here, you know what I mean? And there's no new faces, so to speak, you know?
That's
or the new face comes in, make the relationship, I am gone now, where am I gone?
Yes,
so, you know what I mean? Yes, shut up.
And they'll ask me, hey, where did teacher this one go? Or where did teacher this one go, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so heartbreaking to explain it to these children, you know?
Well, the little ones, they build that rapport, that love and respect with that teacher. But when the teacher go, well, which way? Left there, stranded in the wind, so to speak.
Yes, and that's what I say, like, with a child, it takes them a time to actually trust this teacher.
Yes.
You know, to really get close to this teacher.
Yes.
Then when that teacher goes, then they're going to start all over again, you know, gain this trust of this other next teacher.
Sure.
I just said, well, you know, they see me in this community every day, every month, every year, you know.
Yep.
All around, you know, and it's really good because even when I go to the shops here and, the children come to kindy at Monday, Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yep.
Like if they see me in the community, even when they're driving past, they'll sing out, hey.
Sing out for you. And we look, which is beautiful. And like I said, it's got that auntie role, you know, and it's empowering. Now, we also know that life, people walk in your life and walk out of your life, and that's a fact of life. But at that young age, it's daunting, and the children don't understand that. So it can be devastating in their mind and their spirit and their soul, you know?
Yep.
So having you forever is fantastic. So with your graduate, your position now, does your position rise? Are you like a senior there now because of it?
Yes.
And that's good. That's deadly.
And can you tell it a sec?
Yeah. For those who tuned in, I'm speaking to Leanne Liddy. Deadly sister at Hopeville Community, and she's celebrating, well, the community is celebrating her first year, university graduate in early childhood education. And after hearing her deadly story there, we thought we've got to catch up and have a yarn with her. You there, Leanne?
You're
laughing there, giggling. You're too deadly, my sister. And look, inspiration for a lot of them. What I'm picking up there and what you do to realise, if you don't realise, my sister, a beacon, a light for our mob, for remote Aboriginal communities, that anybody at any moment can start a new future. You know, no matter what feel, and university is a tool, you know.
Yes.
And you've taken on that fantastic pathway, and you have created a nice pathway and inspiration to a lot of our mob out there, you know, young or old, you know, man or woman, to be and do whatever they want to do, sister, yep.
That's it. Because after Deakin University, it's a courier education one too, you know.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a courier education one, and it's really, and I keep telling my girls here and the ones at daycare, you know, give it a go.
Yeah. Well, when you're working with a community as such, a university with another mob there, that's supporting, isn't it? It supports you.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. And it's sad to see, like, young people that are leaving school now, you know, and they're sort of, like, lost in some ways.
Yes.
You know, and I sometimes speak to, like, my nephews and nieces.
Mm.
You know, there's more to life than wandering around.
Sure.
If you got anything, any interest in your, any career you got in your soul, in your mind, you know, there's a little dot up in the sky or wherever.
Yeah.
Climb it, and then the light will get bigger and bigger, and you've achieved your goal.
Yeah, that's a nice analogy, that, and that is so true, because sometimes we can't see the future, but the old saying, if you go a mile, you see a mile, you know, bit by bit, step by step, and the light becomes bigger. That's a nice analogy there, my sister. You sound very educated.
I even tell my kids that.
Yeah, too deadly. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Look, we're so proud of you. Yeah, and congratulations there. And like I said, you're telling your kids that now you're passing that information on, aren't you?
Hey?
You're passing that information on, you know, but inspiring your mob.
I even talk to my little kindy kids here about careers and whatever, you know.
Yes.
Like, you know, when you're a child, I want to be this, I want to be that, I want to be this, I want to be that, you know.
Yes.
It's just like when you're going to high school, there's only, like, in Hopewell, they're introducing different sports, but back in my days, like, we only had softball.
Yep.
And netball.
Mm.
But when you go to boarding school, there's so many different ones that to pick from, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like netball, softball, volleyball.
And so you was very sporty in your day?
Yeah, you might as well say.
That's too deadly. And which were children? You got children yourself?
Yeah, I have.
How many children you got,
I've
sister?
I've got one at my first one, she's 31 years old.
Yep.
And she was at uni doing midwifery.
Okay, too deadly.
And
she's studying that now, is she?
She was. I think she's going to go back because she had to move back to Cairns.
Okay, Rodia. What's her name?
And Shane Lee.
Shane Lee. Big shout out, Shane
Walker.
Lee. Yep.
Yes. Shane Lee Walker.
Well, Shane Lee Walker. All right, yep. And who else you got?
And then I've got my son, Rex Lydia. I'm sure you sort of heard of him in the Gold Coast Suns.
Oh, okay, Gold Coast Suns, Rex. Yes, okay. Rex, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, Rex Liddy.
Okay, Rex Liddy. All right, there you go. So a sporting icon, you could say, yes.
Yes.
You know how to breed them, sister. That's fantastic. And there you are
my
now.
My youngest one is at Peace Lutheran in Cairns.
Oh, Peace Lutheran in Cairns, okay.
Yes.
He or she?
She, Alice Lee.
Alice Lee, big shout out to Alice Lee. So what grade is she doing?
10.
Right, 10. All right, there you are. Beautiful. Yep. Well, you're leading the way for not only for your children, but for for your community and for all black people, my sister. So once again, congratulations, my sister, and keep doing
Thank
what
you.
You're doing, and you're leading from the front, but you're also doing something that you're passionate about, eh, sis?
Yes.
Which is
and
important.
That's educating my children in Hopewell community.
Yeah, too deadly. My sister, all the best. I will yarn soon. Big shout out to mob there in Hopewell. Leanne, Liddy, keep doing what you're doing. So proud of you.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, go ahead, Leanne. Yes.
I'm glad that I did my teacher's degree. Like, I can work at the school as well, but I chose kindergarten where I want to catch the children at a very young age.
Yep.
And, like, when I went to uni, when I was doing TAFE, it sort of that was filling the gap. So when I went to Deakin, uni, it helped me learn more.
Yes.
and it's filled in all the gaps. And I said, well, all these things I'm learning from my teachers down here, I'm taking it right back home.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm doing with my children.
I'm
up
so
here.
Proud of you. It's like you're
and
bringing.
The parents here are so very, you know, I get a lot of feedback from them that, oh, my child came home and said, oh, do you know what the brain does?
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. I've got goosebumps here, my sister. And what I'm picking up, you're bringing the mountain to the people.
Yes.
Yeah, too deadly. All right, so proud of you, Leanne. We'll be in touch, sister.
Okay, thank you.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
A beautiful yarn, too deadly. Leanne Liddy, her name is, 54-year-old Hopewell community member, first university graduate in early childhood education. And look, her statement was the young ones and even herself were watching teachers come in, non-Indigenous teachers, beautiful teachers, building relationship with the beautiful kids, but then leaving and like a roving door. And she saw teachers coming and going, and then she made a decision. At a good old age of 54, she has graduated. Seven odd years ago, made the decision and studied, and there she is now, university graduate, early childhood education. Too deadly. Success breeds success, you mob. And the message is that anybody out there at any moment can start a new future. And happiness and success is just a decision away. So make your choices, you mob, and do what you need to do. They say two most important days in your life. First day is when you're born. The second day is to know why you were born. There you go. Take that with you, mob. Too deadly. Have a say. Yarn up strong on National Talk Black with the Ballyhoo and Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give them Murray a call. Let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416. Too deadly, mob.
Queen and I. this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Shells from the ocean shining in the sun, covering the shore. When I see them, my heart tells me that I love you more than all those little pearly shells. For every grain of sand upon the beach, I have a kiss for you, and I have more left over for the stars that twinkle in the blue.
Track there, Ja Love, Bull Kepper, and this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up with the Bully around Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Going to catch up with Selwyn on the line. Selwyn, good morning.
Good morning again, brother. Brother, I try and say as much as I can
yes.
in my allocated time. And brother, I'm going to tell you a story, but I'll make my point at the end of it. I'm going up to Link Up soon, brother, and Norman Tyndale, his heart was in the place. It's come from an honourable place. There's a lot of stuff he got mixed up to, but oral stories from that people, like my old granny, you know, she had the four or five other sisters. She was born at Mount Windsor on the Danky, and she was the oldest Aboriginal person in Townsville. They had a mural up at the medical centre in 1984, and I feel like swearing at him. I want to say the F word, brother. A sister was there in bloody Townsville, brother, from the time, I think she died, her mum died from those sulky and buggy days, brother, and she lost her arm at Mount Meroy pick up a little silver thing out and put a wire in it to see if it could make a whistle, but it was a detonator and it blew up and gang incident, so they cut her arm up at Mount Meroy, which was too far down to come to Cairns. I'll make my point after this. Now, of course, we know our story, you know, but I'll make my point after this. Brother, if people want to know, I just come on because I've been away for a long time and new people are joining. They say, who's this bloke Selwyn? I want to tell them that I'm nobody. I'm nobody, brother. I first went up to Oakville in 1971, and of course, like this Lindati song, we measured the distance because of the old road then. Our fart was from with a flag and a monkey blood and a carton of beer. That's how far it was. That's 1971. 1987, I went up in a combi van with Dougie, and I thought Douglas Ash was named after him. And from Cairns to Oakville, this time was two Ambeg and two chocolate milkshake, brother. That's the difference here. I got sober.
Yes,
and
good
when,
one.
When I was at CDP working at Oakville, I was going to nail a house with a few years of sobriety. I was going to nail a house. And I was up there in 88 when they had the Festival of Pacific Arts in Townsville, and they had the protest down in Sydney. I couldn't go to that. In 1972, when all that activism was going on in Sydney or in Brisbane, I was on the railway. So I'm no seasonal activist. I'm nobody, brother. I'm not a seasonal activist. But when I share what I want to share, it's come from an honorable place and a good place. Anyway, brother, I'll tell you about 88. When the thing I saw, I never gone to a lot of those things, but I always kept away. I always read the Identity magazine and listened to my mum because my mum was in with the Town Advancement League, and she used to bring a lot of stuff over, and I got my education from stuff she brought over and the people that she met. I got my education from her politically, and like I said, some of the other things. But what I want to say about this stolen generation, and of course, yeah, brother, and the white people of this country, they tell us, you guys should count yourself lucky, because if other people would have come here, it would have been a different story. Brother, Oakville people got their language because of the German missionary. So does Emmonsburg and, you know, Aboriginal settlements are reserved because German people, that's why they got their language, German people. This is what the white folks were telling us, you're lucky other people get. Didn't come here. And already, brother, the Japanese here because of the paling industry. And what they've done with the Oakville bomber, they've done it to the people in Broome from biracial relationship from the children. They intend those kids, brother. They done themselves. They were already people here. And from that, as a matter of fact, one of the good things that come at the Germans in Central Australia, and, you know, they credit old man Max Stewart for getting the legal system, a lot of the people that are in the legal system, because it was sentenced to hang. Anyway, the linguist, I don't know, I forgot his name, I don't know, Stanard or somebody, he grew up with Max Stewart on somewhere in the centre, and he was able to, because he was verbal, brother, he was verbal, those stuff that the corpus wrote down, he didn't say those things, but because of the linguist, and our Catholic priest John Palm Dixon, he was in that remake of that Black Brothers, I think. So it was credited with that as well. So when I think of all the stuff up here up at Hopewell, I'm nobody. I mean, I just my opinion. Just and oh, yeah, one of the other things why else I am nobody, brother. When I was drinking in 1974. with the casino was there. There was a ladies and a gents toilet, and the council worker. He used to have a tool shed there. We used to sleep on the roof there, on that roof. And if you found flagging, like other mob would leave it, he'd tell us, take it, and we'd go down with the count with the new council offices now down in Spence Street. Mm. We should go down there. So like I'm saying, I'm nobody. But brother, you know, I can't see how this what's happening up here in Cooktown. Ours gonna translate into something that's gonna be good for all of us collectively, because you know it's a slap in the face for people that are the first impact people and people that got all their thing. And I think it's just the only goodness gonna come out is the government, brother. They're gonna be able to say, oh, look the humanity that we showed these people here. But this is the same mob, the Warren Engine's mob, that went after Center there, you know, and they had all that army there. And you know, I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say. Troy Catholic Daily, Mao Power and Buzzy Maru. Anybody else? Are they endorsing it? All the stuff because what the government are doing, they're going to get approval. They're going to make themselves look good. That's why I still say, I'll go back to that stolen generation now, and all this shit, brother, come out of the fact that they said this. There was nobody here. You know, all this trouble that we had through, there were nobody here. And that's what I feel hurt. I feel like a slap in the face when this is going on. It comes out of nowhere. This revelation that there was people here, and you know they said there was nobody here, and all the suffering, all the stuff we went through, and that's how I feel about that. What's happening up there in Oakville? But it's like a slap in the face, and the people are going to go there. I'm not going to go there, but I'm nobody. I'm nobody. I don't have a clout. I don't. I'm not an active. But that's how I feel like for my granny, brother. Mm. For my granny too, yeah. Because all the stuff come out of these white fellows that said there was nobody here, and they said, oh, what if somebody else came here? People were already, the German people were good to the Oakville Bama, and the Japanese, they had biracial relationship, and they had children, but they got in turn too, just like the Oakville Bama. And that's the thank you we got from from these people here now, and we're going to go up there. I'm not going up there, but we're sort of endorsing all this bullshit. I mean, what's happening? Same mob, what's happening in Parliament now? You know, they're making all the excuses for this, for that Attorney General. Making all the excuses. They never done that for our people out there. They went out there in an army out of a lie that broke Andrews or whatever his name, and Mel Brock. They went out in a lie. They didn't need no second guessing like all the swallows, Attorney General. Oh, you know, prove he's innocent until we've been given. They just went out there. But this is just Australian government, brother.
Yes.
That's my beef, brother. Thank you very much for allowing me, brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Salwan. Getting it off his chest there, you can do the same as well, calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, Yana with the Bally Run, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM and Bumble, Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News, National News Radio Service. All right, Rugby League NRL starting up again next weekend for season 2021. And you can have your say in Yarn Up Strong about that. Maybe you want to talk about your football team. Kicking off on Thursday night, we've got the Storms up against the Rabbitohs. Friday, the Knights, the Knights up against the Bulldogs. And then we have the Broncos up against the Eels. And then we have Warriors versus Titans. And we have Roosters versus the Eagles. Panthers versus the Cowboys. And then we have the Raiders versus West Tigers. And Dragons versus Sharks. And that kicks off round one in NRL 2021 season. So maybe you want to give us a call and talk about that yarn as well. Either way, all these here on your daily program, National Talk Back, about 9 minutes left on the program. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Back, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with Sylvia on the line from WA. My sister, good morning, Sylvia. How are you?
Hiya, Quab Ketana. Great to hear you and great to hear Sol and speaking.
Yes.
The truth, you know.
Exactly.
There's so much, and they knew there were people here. They're just nasty, murdering thieves.
True, that sister.
Simplify it all. breaks your heart that they could do such a thing to people and to the country. And they're still carrying on with their climate change stuff. What I phoned today is more probably how our people get together all the time and find ways of keeping on going, you know.
Yes.
And tonight there's an organisation called Big Heart, and that's from Roban, proper name Iramagadu.
Mm-hmm.
And they've come to what they call Perth area, Borlo, proper name, and they've got a performance at Point Water Reserve in Bicton. I think it's a reconciliation concert put on by the City of Melville, because there's children's activities from 5 o'clock, but the performance itself is from 7 o'clock, and it's called Songs for Freedom.
Songs for Freedom. I love that title.
Me
Songs
too.
Songs for Freedom, yes.
Sounds like the Freedom Bus, and it sounds like
exactly.
The 60s, and goes on. Oh, it sounds like Oliver Cromwell as well.
Give me goosebumps here.
It goes on, it does. The people do, and the people do make the world a better place. Unfortunately, we don't get enough people that make the world a better place into Parliament, and that's something about the voters.
Well, exactly. You know, there's a lot of greed going on, chasing the dollar, and disrespecting, you know, the people. And it all starts with the heart, doesn't it?
Absolutely. But it also starts with the education that institutionalizes people's minds into thinking and believing certain ways. No, and this, once again, it comes back to why it's so very, very important. Well, colonials have been colonizing the world and colonizing people's minds and murdering and massacring and pillaging and raping and finishing off anybody that wouldn't agree with them. They did it through the churches, you know, the burning the women, the witches, or everything, how they've carried on all the way through. The colonials going around the place, the Ottomans, the Romans, the whole blinking lot of them.
Yes, exactly.
Killing the forest and building up cities and edifices to their self, to their murdering ways. But right throughout that, there's always been people, this is Europe here, people were isolated, so they survived much, much longer, to have this culture, which is all about caring for our earth. That our earth is our home. It's the future for every single one of us. No one can live without a healthy earth.
Yes,
and nobody
Mother
can
earth.
Live without healthy animals on a healthy earth. No? So
we've all got to live in harmony, animals and humans.
Absolutely.
With Mother Earth.
Absolutely, Trevor. So I feel that's my strength, and hope Solwyn can remember that. I get very bad days too, Solwyn, with what we're coping with and when how hard. All those 13 years at Murdoch University, complete waste of life.
You feel that's the case?
The knowledge I gained about them and the way they operate and the institutionalisation and the word called hegemony, no, that was very useful. But I would have still learnt it in the wider community, just slower.
Yes.
But to lose my reputation through them, be slandered, be beaten up, unlawfully arrested, and sabotaged, and go, the children's faces on my practicums is what kept me going through the studies, and I'd studied all through the night to cope with the system and the papers, and do they ever swamp you with all their reading and papers, and it's all regurgitation of the same thing over and over again. I'm talking about education, I'm not talking about nursing. I've said most people be careful where you go and study, and nursing is very, very different, I think, probably to education system. Be very, very careful, because that's through the education systems where the institutionalization comes from, and people learn those privileging thinking that some people are entitled to more things than other people.
Exactly.
You know, so we have to be very good. And some people, like, you know, when they did the, is it the Shane Gould story about the racism? And out there in the community, people were using those words on us when we were shopping.
Exactly. And we've got to stamp it out, stamp out racism.
So they'll learn to be more caring people and work caring for the planet and all of us together for the future. There are the noisy, spoiled rat ones, I call them. They've obviously got a lot of pain and anger inside of them to be so nasty to people, but they come out with the same old racist rhetoric.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, things don't change if things don't change.
Well, they're so institutionalized, so completely and utterly, their parents were institutionalized. And Trevor, if we think about it, how could people come from Europe here and commence shooting people? And when they came here, they had the bounty. In the West, they were given food and shelter. Mm. How could people come and then start shooting people in the back? And this is something seriously wrong in their belief system.
Yep. Love thy human, love thy neighbour. Yep, exactly.
Absolutely, and they're brought up under the Bible. That was from Victorian, you know?
That's the other thing, yes.
They had the unions and all the freedom songs commencing in the Victorian era. They'd had the Magna Carta 500 years earlier.
They did, big time.
So they'd had the struggle was there all the way through. They had the Irish and the Scottish and the Welsh. The struggle was always there. The Union Jack was born out of the struggle.
Mm. Exactly.
We need to remember that and the giftedness of those that agreed to be part of the Union for the sake of peace. Do you need to remember that one? The flag disgusts me in this country.
And that's what we need, conscious, like say, yeah, Songs for Freedom. I love that title, and hopefully people can get along and find their spirit.
Yes, and hopefully lots of people can get there. A little miracle happened yesterday, which happens all the time. I called into the Champion Centre late to collect some bread, and I was given three boxes of bread with cakes and buns and all different things in, and two boxes of fruit and veggies.
That's good spirit right there. All right, dear, I'm going to keep moving, my sister. You take care, and we'll yarn soon, Sylvia.
Absolutely. Everybody, remember Solwyn, staying alive is winning, and it's great to hear his voice. It's great to hear everybody's voice.
Too deadly. Thank you. Beautiful yarn. There's Sylvie from WA. For the AFL lovers, as season kicked off last night with the St Kilda defeating Carlton, 125 points to 99, and continues tonight with the Richmond Tigers up against Collingwood. On Saturday, you're at the Hawks up against North Melbourne. The Bombers up against Geelong Cats. And on Sunday, you're at the Sydney Swans up against GWS Giants, and Port Adelaide take on Adelaide Crows, as well as Fremantle take on West Coast Eagle. So there it is, all kicking in, and here on Monday as well. That's right, continuing with that first round, Melbourne Demons up against Western Bulldogs, and Brisbane Lions up against Gold Coast Suns. And speaking of Gold Coast Suns, big shout out to Rex Liddy after talking to his beautiful mother there from Hopewell, who just got her degree in early childhood, and Hopewell represent. Murray, going to sign a few mob. Thank you very much for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And I've got news coming up very soon. More importantly, stay safe. We are in a pandemic. Abide by the rules and look after yourselves. Too easy.